AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Global fuel prices are soaring as Iran hits Gulf energy sites.
Iran is intensifying its attacks on its Gulf neighbor's energy infrastructure as it hits back following an Israeli strike on its main natural gas field. Thursday's strike set Qatari liquefied natural gas facilities and two Kuwaiti oil refineries ablaze, and the United Arab Emirates has shut down one of its gas operations. Iran also hit a Saudi refinery on the Red Sea, marking a major escalation in the Mideast war that's sent global fuel prices soaring. The price of Brent crude oil, the international standard, is now up more than 57% since Israel and the US started the war on February 28. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The price of crude oil spiked as high as $118 a barrel. That's up more than 60% since the Iran war began on February 28. The nation's top intelligence official deflects questions when asked what President Trump told her before the Iran war.
At a Senate hearing, Democrats like Mark Warner pressed Tulsi Gabbard over what she told the president about the attack's aftermath.
Did you brief the president, if he starts a war of choice, that the likely result would be that Iran would strike adjacent Gulf nations and close the Strait of Hormuz?
Gabbard sidestepped.
I have not and won't divulge internal conversations.
John Ossoff got a similar response when he asked about the president's stated motivation for striking Iran.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine and what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. The Bank of England is expected to keep its main interest rate unchanged in the wake of the oil and gas price hikes following the start of the Iran war. A rate cut was expected before the war started. A new report partly blames social media for a decline in the well-being of young people.
The World Happiness Report 2026 says the heavy use of social media has led to a stark drop in well-being among young people, especially among teen girls in English-speaking countries and Western Europe. The report, published by the Well-being Research Center at the University of Oxford, says Finland is the happiest country. That's for the ninth year in a row. And other Nordic countries, Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, are in the top 10. The report says the well-being of young people under 25 in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand has dropped significantly over the past decade. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.